Send your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman. Suck it, Android.
Yeah, we really need to work on that intro there.
Every
week it's always someone different. This is the Tiny Shutter Podcast. This is the show all about iPhone photography all of the time. And so forth and so forth. I am Mark Sadowski, and with me this week, we have Joe Ferreira. How's it going,
Greetings.
Joe?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Can't complain much. We have Matt Hoffman. How's it going, Matt?
I am wonderfully stupendous.
Awesome. Very cool. And we all had a good week of riveting photography.
Yeah, I did. I don't know. I feel like my iPhone photography has been slacking off a little bit, but I think I came in strong with a couple good posts this past week.
I certainly liked them.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
How about you, Joe?
I was going to say, what about you? You're tearing it up with the HDR right now.
I am doing the HDR, but I'm not doing it with the iPhone. And remember back, before I go into that big whole long spiel, Joe, how's your photography been going?
Good. I haven't, I didn't really do much this week, but I had gone to a museum with my kids and I took some pictures and I just posted a couple today.
Which museum?
We have a museum here in Rock Hill. It's pretty small and it's like 5 minutes from the house. So that's like the kids' playground when we need to get them out of the house.
Nice.
Yeah.
You took pictures of hyenas, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, and, yeah. That was at a museum?
That's at a museum.
Damn.
No, they were his pet hyenas.
Yes, that's right.
He lives all the way down south. That could be it. I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, this is a nature museum, and then they have stuff for the kids, and so... I mean, they've got an elephant in there. They've got a polar bear, a brown bear, all sorts of lions, and they've got a large tiger. And I mean,
alive too. You could go up to him and pet him.
That's right. That's right. Just don't feed him your arm. But yeah, no, the kids love it, and I just put my iPhone up against the glass and started taking pictures. It made kind of gave it a scene, so people are like looking at it going, dude, how did you get so close to that lion and those hyenas?
Magic.
Yeah.
You were stealthy.
That's right. They feared me.
Yeah, the photography I've been doing was with my point-and-shoot Nikon. What is the 7100, I think the camera is. Basically, I have manual functions on there. And I've been playing around with a lot of HDR lately. That's been kind of my escape lately. But remember when we were talking about the whole being able to go manual with our iPhones?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
And of course, just so we don't get any hate mail, we realize that it's not entirely possible. But if I were to ask for at least one manual function for the iPhone, I really want it to be able to actually do like EV settings, like being able to stop up and down. Like there are apps that allow you to do this, but it's not real. Like there was one app that I played with. I have no idea what the name of it is, but it basically said, oh, we allow you to do these EV functions. And so when I was stopping it down, I noticed that the stuff that was overexposed in the photo, in the preview screen, when I'm looking at it as I'm stopping it down, everything is getting darker, except for the things that are overexposed. Those are remaining overexposed. I'm like, that's supposed to start getting clearer. You're supposed to start seeing something there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. So all it was doing was just making the photo darker without changing anything, any camera setting. So I would love the iPhone to at least be able to do a real version of that. So that way, we could do like true HDR without having to like tap on the screen here, tap on the screen there. Yeah, that's just me. So there you go.
It'll come.
It's not just you. I'd be there. I'd be down for that.
I mean, think of the HDR we could do after that. I mean, that would be pretty incredible.
Yeah.
It would be better, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we have the, what was it, that bracket, was it bracket mode?
Bracket mode, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's...
You know, but it's just two photos, but, you know.
Well, it's two photos, but it's taking a light version, it's sampling a dark version of the subject you're photographing, and then samples a bright version.
Yeah.
That's not really what I'm looking for. Like, I really want to be able to, like, take...
Seven.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
But...
I agree.
We'll see. Maybe for the iPhone 5S, which brings us to news.
News team! Assemble!
So... As you know, everything is going crazy with the Apple world. Is there a watch? Isn't there a watch? Is there an Apple TV? Maybe not. Just nobody can get their crap together. Everyone's losing their shit because everybody can't figure out what Apple's doing. And I find that this media frenzy is just funny until it starts affecting the stock market, and then it starts getting sad. But the latest news that everybody's been shouting about is that the next iPhone, basically the iPhone 5S, will be coming out in June rather than August and or July. What do you guys think about that?
I hope it's not really too much better than the current iPhone 5 because I just got mine.
Yeah. How about you, Joe?
I'm still, you know, the iPhone 4S is still really... I have no problems with it, and I am still under contract for another 2 years, so
yeah.
It's not really going to affect me. I'm just, you know, every time a new one comes out, I'm curious to know what they've improved.
Right.
And with the increments, it hasn't been really that big. Going from the 4 to the 4S was huge, but I didn't really see the big increment camera-wise when it went from the 4S to the 5.
Yeah.
So I want to know what the 5S is going to be, if it is the 5S.
Previous rumors say that it was a better sensor, more megapixels, and that's pretty much all that we got from the mainstream media, since they don't know the ass from their elbow when it comes to photography.
It's a better camera. How do you know? I don't know.
It has more megapixels, so that means it's better. that's basically the gist of it. I don't know. On the one hand, I kind of want it to come out in June because I really want to upgrade my phone. Mm-hmm. Even though there's really nothing wrong with my iPhone 4S, I'm just itching for a new one right now.
Yeah.
And really, that doesn't even make any sense, too. I mean, my iPhone 4S is just perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with it. And yet, I'm already bored with it. I want my next fix.
Yeah.
But anyway, you mentioned contracts. And that brings us to T-Mobile basically had their big announcement. And they're basically doing away with contracts. You know, granted, they're number 4 in the cell phone market out of 4 carriers. they're very distant fourth place, but they're also buying Metro PC, which is supposed to add some spectrum to them. But the cool thing is that you're not paying for contracts. Basically, you can go with them, you can quit anytime and carry on. And the plans are supposed to be pretty inexpensive compared to, say, AT&T and Verizon. But the other interesting note is that they are getting the iPhone 5 coming in April. That's supposed to have some feature that will work properly on their spectrum, I guess. And the interesting thing about it is if you want the iPhone 5, you can get it for $99. With an asterisk next to that, of course. Basically what they're doing is they're going to sell you the phone. That it's basically going to be an unlocked phone. You're going to put $99 down, and then you're going to pay $20 a month for the next 2 years. But if you want to end early, all you need to do is just pay the difference on the phone, and then you can just walk away from the contract. What do you guys think of T-Mobile doing this? Let's start with you, Joe.
There's a lot of people that'll work for. You know, if they wouldn't be doing this unless they had already done the research and found the people that they know that want this type of a contract. I know carriers are going to try and keep contracts as much as possible because that's guaranteed money. And if I thought they were going to have people buy the phones outright and then have an almost no contract.
You have that option as well.
Somebody else. Oh, okay. Okay.
But if you don't want to pay for because iPhones are like around $600. So right. If you don't want to pay for that all up front, you get to do $99 up front and then pay as you go.
Yeah. I mean, that's the same as AT&T, but is that just $20 a month for the phone, or is that your phone bill also?
No, that's just for the phone.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know what it will equal out in the end, but I'm hearing that it's supposed to be around like $70 for your phone, for your plan. And that's all unlimited data and all that fancy schmancy stuff.
You mean quote unquote unlimited data?
Well, they're saying that you don't have to do quote unquote. It actually is unlimited, kind of like what Sprint is saying. So who knows? I mean, there's always going to be asterisks and more asterisks and all sorts of red tape going around these things, or pink tape in T-Mobile's case. But if that hot chick is holding the pink tape, then, you know, I'm okay with that. Just saying. I don't know. I think this is a great way to bring in at least more people to the iPhone.
Yeah.
But they're also saying that this is going to be available for Samsung and for the HTC phone when it eventually comes out. So, I don't know. We'll see. I thought it was interesting news. It's a little light on the photography side of things.
I think it's interesting that the iPhone would be unlocked.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it would have to be, but that's actually something I've been thinking about doing to my phone.
Yeah.
Now, that's not the same as rooting it, is it?
No.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Unlocking it is that it's not tied to a particular carrier. I think it has something to do with a SIM card or some.
Well, I know that some of them will only work on certain spectrum.
Right.
And that's pre-built. That's not a software deal.
Right. So I couldn't tell you about the ins and outs of that. That's all hocus pocus to me. But, I mean, more people to the iPhone would be a good thing, I would imagine.
Yeah. So. No, that any way to get people into iPhone photography, iPhones in general, more the merrier. I'm good for it.
Amen to that. And I wanted to also touch on something that's been hitting the media lately is all the Apple hate. Now we've had our beef with Apple. Like we have some complaints. There's no question about it. Apple could be doing a little better as far as like satisfying our photography needs. But do you guys think that the Apple hate is getting a little too strong now?
Like in what respect?
Well, all right. For example, we talked about this a little bit in the pre-show. It's a financial website, so you guys might fall. The general audience might fall asleep to this article.
I'm sleeping already.
There you go, man. Sweet dreams. MarketWatch basically had on their front page of their website in bold headlines an quote unquote "I told you so" moment for an Apple bear. Basically, Edward Zabitsky, whatever the frick his name is, Back when Apple was trading at $199, this guy basically said that it's not worth buying Apple stocks, sell it. And in that time, Apple soared to $700, and then it fell, you know, lost a third of its value and went to $461. Boo hoo hoo. And basically, Market Watch basically pulls this guy out of the freaking gutter. I'm imagining it's a gutter because I think he belongs in one. And basically, they're saying, you know, yeah, I've told you all along this Apple should have been a sell. And it's like, well, yeah, if you ignore the tremendous profit that they just had. Mm-hmm. And basically, this guy is getting, it's equivalent to your watch that's stopped. And it's going to be right twice a day just because of sheer time.
Yeah. Well, anytime any company is at the top, they're always the biggest target.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, this guy is saying, oh, yeah, see, I told you so. Well, you know, as it's going down, it's not the time to buy.
Yeah.
You know, when it was down, yeah, that's the time to buy, and because it only goes up. So, right.
Now, mind you, just the perception that I'm receiving is basically saying Apple is done. There's no innovation. Nothing's happening. These guys can't do anything. Meanwhile, Apple had a tremendous sale in their iPhone 5. They didn't do bad. They made record sales. They just didn't do as well as the analysts wanted them to.
Right.
And the same with the iPad Mini.
Exactly. They did tremendously well.
And I think that is attributed to their base. They're always going to have those people that are wanting the latest and greatest that they're putting out. They may not like the stuff that's not as innovative, or say it's only incrementally better, but they're still going to be there. They're okay. Still going to buy it.
Let's go on top of that for a second, because I want to pick your brain about this. So everybody's spelling doom and gloom for Apple, but everyone's blowing sunshine up Samsung's ass. And I almost mean this literally, because they just announced their new phone, which basically had a tremendous amount of pomp and circumstance. It was quite a ridiculously over-the-top show that featured a lot of weird things, and ironically enough, not enough of their phone. Go figure. But basically, the bells and whistles that these guys are touting is that you get to use your phone without having to touch your phone. You can you can scroll without touching the phone. It'll track your eyes, basically.
That's incremental.
Right, but they're treating it as though it were like the greatest thing in the world. And granted, yes, I understand Apple does the same thing. There's no question about that. But can we actually call these innovations? Are these things just slapping on more bells and whistles that really aren't necessary? Is this considered like...
I think the innovation comes in the apps. In all honesty, I think these Apple and Samsung need to stick with, you know, creating a platform that can be innovative.
Right.
And because the applications are the ones that are, without the apps, iPhone's nice, but I don't think I'd have it.
Right.
If it wasn't for the apps. So I don't know what Apple can do to add to the phone to make me want to get the next upgrade.
Right.
You know, same thing, you know, and there's the people that bounce back between the iPhone and the Android market. And, you know, they're never satisfied.
Right.
But I think, you know, both Samsung, both Apple are going to have their base people, and they're going to buy those phones. So it's almost a moot point to say, oh, look, they're doing better than iPhone. Oh, look, they're doing better than Samsung. It's always going to be like that.
Yeah. I just find it incredibly interesting that the media is just basically doing this.
They need a story.
I guess. I didn't realize that so many tech journalists are this desperate for news. But then again, here we are listening to this crap, but then we're trying to make a show out of it too.
Yeah.
It's a circle of life. It's a circle of life. Moving on, Simba. But I don't know. I just thought it was just interesting talking points.
Well, I'm curious. I really want to see what Apple's going to bring out in the new iPhone. I really do.
I'm more curious about what the, I'm more curious about what the media is going to say when it does come out. Is it going to be like, oh, this is crap. Nobody's going to buy this phone. Meanwhile, there's like a 2 billion person line right behind them. There's nothing to see here. Please disperse.
Yes. But, you know, whatever they come out next, I'm curious to see, because I don't know. The 5S would probably be my next one, say, if the 4S became obsolete.
Yeah.
You know, so, I am curious to see what it is.
I will be curious, too. And I'm actually also curious about the HTC One. I haven't forgotten about that one. That's been delayed. But
Nice.
It looks nice. Now I'm hearing different things about the camera. The camera on that, which is the thing that I've been looking forward to the most. While it's touting out, it's sporting like a really good low light sensitivity. I heard that in general it's not as good. But I mean, people who had review copies early are basically mixing the reviews. So I don't know who to believe. I just can't wait to try it out for myself.
Right.
So I'm hoping this thing comes out soon, but they're now postponing it to like the end of April, I guess. I really, really want to try that camera. That's it. I just want to try it and see what happens.
I remember when the 4S came out and I tried that camera, you know, and I still had another 2 years to go. I was like, no, man. And now I have it and I'm happy with it.
If only we went to T-Mobile.
I'm signing up right now.
There you go. All righty, let's move on.
Features.
I know it's supposed to be focus points and stuff, but before we go into focus points, I wanted to basically bring up our very great sponsors again. I want to mention first the wonderful camera app course that we have going. Why spend $200 on a camera course when you can get something that's inexpensive and right on your iPhone? I don't know about you guys, but as a wedding photographer myself, I notice a ton of people using their iPhones to photograph, you know, different bits of the wedding, whether it's just, you know, in the church or, you know, photographing, you know, little small portraits here and there. Everybody holds their phone wrong. Everybody always, they're videotaping vertically. They're just so much idiocy. I mean, it's a sad, sad place when people can't photograph with their iPhones properly. I mean, that's, if they're using a Samsung, fine. Let them shoot like shit. That's fine.
That's what you call a target-rich audience.
Exactly. So our fine people at CameraCourseApp.com, excuse me, these guys, for $3.99, you get like this rich photography course that is tailor-made to photographing with the iPhone. So if you're looking for just some, you know, pointers, a nice refresher course for our people, it could be a refresher course, and just basically helpful hints just to take better photos. These guys are always awesome to have. Have it on your iPhone or iPad, just at the ready, just anytime you need any assistance. But if you know people who just don't know their ass from their elbow when it comes to photography, and we all know people like this. We go to a wedding and we see them all the time. This is the perfect app to gift to them and just basically pull them out of the shadows and show them the light, for the love of freaking God. show them how to take a proper photo. Do it for the love of humanity.
I like their, you know, I like their categories. They make it real easy. And the videos, I mean, I think at the most, I think the longest video on there was about 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
Most of them are between 2 minutes and 5 minutes apiece. So really easy.
And they're not boring. They hold your attention. They're really great, to the point. And if you don't want to watch the video, just read the text. They have great example, photo examples of how to take a proper photo. Anybody could pick up this app and take a great and learn great photography. Let's put it this way: they'll know how to. They'll be in position to. It's a great. Well, they want. They will be able to know how to
hold it right.
Yeah. You know, granted, they'll. All right, here's the example that I'm looking for. They'll still take pictures of their breakfast. But man, those pictures will be properly framed and they'll use the rule of thirds properly. So you're looking at that saying, yeah, I'll eat that and I won't unfriend them. So give this to them. If you don't get it for yourself, get it for somebody else. You could find their link on our website at Tiny Shutter, or you could just go to cameracourseapp.com. You could find them on iTunes. Just get them, you know, just do a search, get it there, buy it. For you, buy it for somebody who needs it. Everybody will be happy. So, there you go. So, anyway, moving on to our focus points. What do you guys want to do? You want to do post pick of the week, or you want to do focus points first?
Let's do post pick of the week.
Wait. Are you going to do the other sponsor?
We'll do them right after this one.
Oh, okay.
You know what? How about this? Let's do post pick of the week, and then we'll do our other fine sponsor.
All right.
Cool.
So it's my turn for post pick of the week. And with this post pick of the week, it's going to tie into my focus point. So that's going to be perfect.
Oh, double dip there.
Yeah. Because I saw the image. I was like, man, that's sweet. And so when I looked, the gentleman who took the created the image had also put what app he used. And so he didn't title it, but the gentleman, the person's name is With iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've picked him before, maybe.
I think we did. I know, yeah. I'm a big fan of his work.
Like one or 10 times.
Yeah. And he did an image of a field with a fence going away from you, with the sun in the background and some birds flying over the fence or away from it. And I looked at that and I kept staring at it. And it's got a,
I stared at it so long ago.
Yeah.
Served with a restraining order.
It's a landscape, but it also has an old feel to it, yet it's still in color. And I was like, man, that is great. And so he put on there the app, which I will talk about later. But I will have that in the show notes so you can see it. And it was from about 5 days ago. So if you're listening to this about 2 days after the show is put on the internet, it's 7 days ago. And so, but you'll be able to see it when we put it on there. Do you guys know which one it is?
I do. I'm a big fan of this guy. Actually, I'm the one who picked him for post pick of the week. He was one of the guys who inspired me to go back into doing digital paint. So
nice.
I love his work. I absolutely love his work.
Yeah, this one is 11 images back.
Yeah.
So
that's not 5 days ago. That's 18 hours ago.
Yeah. This one says 5 days ago.
Oh.
Weird.
No, that the one you're looking at, no, that's 18. Yeah, he's got a bunch of them with fields and fences. Yeah, this is This is one from 5 days ago.
Oh, okay. Well, we're looking at the wrong one.
Yeah.
Is it color or black and white? Oh, color. It's color. Yes, it is. All righty. Joe, you know, basically all of his pictures like this, I think, are pretty killer. But the one thing that I don't like is you're stealing my my focus point.
No.
That's really? Okay. I got another one, so it's all
good.
Good. Yep. Look at me on the ball tonight. Normally I'm struggling to come up with something, and tonight I got at least two.
And Keith's not here to bask in your glory.
That's right. Oh, well.
That's okay. We'll just say so much ridiculous things in this episode that when he is forced to listen to it, he'll then hear it, and then he'll be proud of you. After he yells at me for swearing so much. Oh, I suppose I should swear some. I'll slip it in later.
So that's the post pick of the week.
Very cool. So before we get into our focus points, I want to mention our other fine sponsor. It's Image Blocks. You will find them on our tinyshutter.com page. But basically, let's face it. When it comes to printing photos, you don't want to take your hard-earned images. You worked your ass off to take these photos. They're works of art. Look at our focus. God damn it, we need better names for these things. Our post pick of the week. Any one of them. Great works of art. Do we want to take those photos to Walmart and get them printed on their scanners and let the mouth breathers there just basically slip it into a machine, which aren't color toned properly, come out overexposed, underexposed, it's too dark, it's too light, and they just throw you this sheet of paper that's not even good photo paper and make, you know, charge you like $6.99 for this crap? Do you guys want that? Do you?
I do. Okay, I don't.
Oh, yes.
No, you don't. You don't want these photos. You don't want to print it on junk. You took great photos, print them on something great. So this is where Image Blocks come in. They have a really great design. They basically, now last week I was nervous. I basically said they printed printed your photo on aluminum. I should have said aluminium. Because let's face it, this isn't crap that they're printing on. They're printing it on great, great material. The finest aluminium you could find. That's right. I'm pulling out my ivy here. So,
awesome.
Basically, they print it on great aluminium. It's waterproof, stain resistant, total scratch resistant. And they mount it on a solid block of wood. And this is Australian blocks of wood, not this Mexican stuff that people print on nowadays, like from Walmart. They just outsource pine trees from freaking Zimbabwe or something like that. No, you get the finest block of wood. You get the
oh man, your grasp of geography is just astounding.
Isn't it though? I was using Apple Maps. So clearly it must be correct. Anyway, they take your photos, they print them exquisitely, and then mount them on these great blocks of wood. Use them as a centerpiece in your house. Bring it to the office. I mean, one of the first rules of feng shui is that you should have something natural sitting in your desk. And usually they suggest having a piece of wood because it's a natural, you know, natural organic piece. It should bring peace to yourself. So why not put a picture on it and you get two birds with one stone right there? I'm not making that up. The block of wood thing is real.
No, it is. And people should definitely go to the website and check these products out. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Yep. And you can, I mean, you could go to tinyshutter.com, click on the Image Block logo and go to the website. They might be Australian based, but they deliver worldwide and they deliver within days. These guys, once the photo is printed, you have a fast turnaround time in delivery. So just because they're a world away doesn't mean that your photos are. So they're very fast, very reliable, and they're really great. I cannot wait to get my photo from these guys. Last week I said that we were going to have, I was surprising my wife with a family photo. What I did instead was I went to our old wedding album. I took out our wedding picture, basically cropped it into a square, and sent it off to him to get it printed. So that's going to be our anniversary present.
Very nice.
Yeah. Cool. I cannot wait to get this. This is going to be so sweet. And then I'm going to keep it for myself. I'm a romantic. But yeah, check these guys out. Image Blocks. You'll be happy with these guys. We love them. You will too. So give them a go and take it from there. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Imageblocks.com.au if you want to go to them directly. If you don't want to go to our website first. So very affordable. They have various sizes. You'll be happy with them. And they're printed on what? Aluminium. Yes. Yes. I just need the British accent for this. And then everything will be complete. Or Australian accent. I don't know. I mean, they are Australian. So either way, you're in good hands. So anyway, before I let the alcohol kick in too much, what say you for focus points? Who wants to go first?
Well, I think Joe should go first since he's a focus point stealer.
Okay.
Sure. All right. Well, my focus point is called Distressed FX. And this is the app that with iPhone used to give a grunge look, but he also added some birds to the image. So it is pretty neat. Now if I'm not mistaken, I think it's 99 cents in iTunes, but I thought I paid a little bit more. So it could, you know, if I say 99 cents and it's more, it's not my fault. So
it's all good.
But it's very, very cool. It looks like there's about 30 different, grunge looks to choose from. You can choose between three different birds. I think you could probably even add some. But then you can also tune your image or, be able to make it as light or as harsh as possible, and add some blur. So you could do a lot of things to it. It's been a while since I've gotten an app, and usually the ones that I look at, I said, you know what, I can do that with Snapsy. Why do I need to buy, another app that I'm probably never going to use? But I thought this was pretty cool because I used it on the animals at the museum to sort of give it a little realism to the image.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my focus point.
Sweet. I'll have to get that.
I have been using this app like it's going out of style lately. I really, really super duper like it a lot. So that was a good pick, Joe.
Yeah. Thanks with iPhone.
And God bless every one of you. Aluminium.
I actually think that I kind of caught wind of the app from him.
Did you?
I'm pretty positive, yeah.
Sweet. All right, so what's yours for this week, Matt?
All righty, so you're going to have to bear with me here because my internet decided it doesn't want to work anymore for some reason.
Nice. You're still getting great reception, though.
Extremely convenient. well, it's like Safari.
Gotcha.
In any case, I don't know, now I'm torn between what to talk about. Okay, so I have another app.
Uh-huh.
Right now I'm going app crazy kind of. This is another effects app. It's a lot different than Distressed FX. And I know last week I mentioned Deco Sketch, which was a pretty crazy cool app. And this one here, I highly recommend you check it out. It's called Tangled Effects. And it's really hard to explain. It's one of those kind of things where you have to see it. But basically, I'll just read a little blurb about it from Photo Cruncher. They basically just say that it's a wildly fun and exciting way to spice up your photos. There's another place says it's a life in lo-fi says Tangled Effects. What they like most about it is you can do really crazy looking outlines with an electric looking effect to your photo editing. So there's a whole bunch of different styles of this effect. It makes your photo look like it's line drawn, but in a really contrasty, kind of in your face way.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people using this lately.
Well, one of the things that I've been experimenting with the last couple of days, and I haven't posted anything on Instagram yet, but I will shortly here, is kind of toning down the effect. Just like a lot of apps nowadays, you can adjust, you know, the opacity or the intensity of the effect, which I think is pretty cool. And there's actually a whole bunch of different controls the app gives you with hue and gamma and contrast and all that kind of stuff. But it's really fun to make one of these, you know, crazy looking photos and then layer it with your normal photo in another app like Blender or something like that.
Yeah.
And you really could get some really neat effects. So I highly suggest buying it. It's like $1.99 and just pick a photo, load it in, and just go through the different effects. You will be entertained just watching it transform your picture.
That's awesome.
It takes it like 5 seconds or so, but it does it in this really like fluid manner. Like it's building up to the effect. It's really cool. I'm digging it big time. Tangled Sweet. Effects.
Very cool. My pick for this week is not photography related whatsoever. It's basically something that I picked up while I was bored. I was waiting for something.
At work,
yep. This app is called Ridiculous Fishing. It essentially is this. It has an old 8-bit feel to it. So if you remember playing old Atari games, you'll get the graphics. So essentially what you do is this. You're a fisherman who is fishing in various coastal waters. And you drop your fishing line into the water. Now, as your line is going down, you want to avoid as many fish as you can. Because the moment you snag a fish, your line starts going back up. So you want it to go as far down as possible. The moment you snag a fish, it starts going up, you want to catch as many fish as possible. And then once they come to the surface, you fling your fish up into the air and you shoot every one of them without prejudice. Without mercy, without prejudice. You're basically mowing these suckers down. And then you get paid money for it. And then you can upgrade your guns. You can upgrade your fishing line. You can upgrade...
your boat?
No, not your boat, but you can upgrade your clothes.
In the pictures, the guy's in different boats.
It depends on where you are in the ocean.
I want to be in the Viking boat.
That's the Maelstrom.
And I did download this just now. It took it a while to download for some reason.
That's weird. It's not that big of a game, but I think it's a lot of fun. It uses the gyroscope mechanism in your phone or your iPad. So you basically, when you're directing your line to go down, you go you tilt your phone left and right to steer.
I'd like to see. I'd like to watch you play this while you're on the train.
It's hard, but I do it all the time. It's so addicting.
Now, granted, you said Atari. I didn't have Atari. I had a Commodore 64.
Growing. Same thing.
Yeah.
we're not wavering from the graphics that much from around that time. So yeah, that's my pick for this week. It's I think $1.99 or $2.99, whatever it is.
$2.99.
It's bloody worth it. It's awesome, and you'll spend so much time. Keith will yell at me for suggesting such a nonsense app, but then when he eventually downloads it, because he is prone to do so, because we will insist on it, or some mysterious person will gift it to him.
You know, he took the night off because he's playing it right now.
Really? Well, there you go. Mazel tov. There you go. So that's my pick for this week. That is it. Let's call it a night.
Sounds great.
Before we go, I want to mention that next week we will be picking the winner for the Gizmon iPhone 5 case and iPhone 5 camera strap. So basically, submit all your photos in Instagram. Please mark them as what's the hashtag Tiny Shutter Contest.
Yep.
We will pick a random photo and send the person a great prize pack there. So yeah, there you go. That's all you need to do to enter. So just throw your photos in there and cross your fingers. So there you go.
Good luck.
Yeah. If you want to email the show, you can always go to tinyshutter.com and you can contact us from there. Feel free to, I forget what the actual email address is, but we have a nice little form in there. But if you want to contact us, we have a Facebook group, a Facebook page rather, facebook.com/tinyshutter, also at tinyshutter on Twitter. That's basically it. Those are the only social groups we care about. So, Joe, tell everybody where they can find you on the web.
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferrer.
Oh, yeah, we're also on Instagram. hashtag Tiny Shutter for your photos. Wow, today is just a weird night for me.
And Tiny Shutter Podcast, you can follow us there.
Very cool.
On Instagram.
That's the official podcast name for us. Very good. And screeching halt. Matt, where can I find you?
I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at M Hoffman Photo.
Very cool. And you could find me, if I'm not going loopy somewhere, find me on Twitter at Mostly Marcus. And that is it for this week. So good show, guys. I think we had a great time. I'd like to thank our sponsors one more time. They have great products. They've been getting great reviews. So I'm really, really thrilled that our Tiny Shutter audience have been basically finding them very useful and great. I mean, I love hearing that. I love the fact that we can get sponsors to help us out. And then they're helpful to our audience. So I'm really thrilled about that. That is really cool, and we will continue to give people stuff that actually matters to them. Yes, what a novel concept. Take that, Samsung. Windows
Very
8.
Cool.
That's below the belt, I'm sorry. I shouldn't hit a company when they're down. That's BlackBerry's job. Anyway, that's it for the show. See you next time.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
I swear we're going to get a bunch of 1-star reviews saying, "Why is Mark hosting? Please get him off the show." Is he high on weed or something? And the answer is no. It's chamomile.
I knew it.